Chapter 18. Alma's Commandments to His Son, Shiblon. My son, listen to me carefully. I say to you just as I said to Helaman, that to the extent you keep God's commandments, you'll prosper in the land. And to the extent you don't keep God's commandments, you'll be cut off from His presence. Now, my son, I expect to have great joy because of you, as a result of your steadiness and your faithfulness to God. Since you began to look to the Lord who is God while you were young, I expect you'll continue to keep His commandments, and all who persevere to the end are blessed. I tell you, my son, I have great joy in you already because of your faithfulness, diligence, patience, and long-suffering among the Zoramites. I knew you were in chains, and I also knew you were stoned because of the word. And you endured all these things patiently because the Lord was with you. Now you realize the Lord rescued you. Now, my son Shiblon, I want you to remember that to the extent you put your trust in God, to the same extent you'll be rescued from your trials, troubles, and difficulties, and you'll be lifted up on the last day. My son, I don't want you to think I learned these things on my own. No, it was God's Spirit within me that revealed these things to me. If I hadn't been born of God, I wouldn't have understood these things. The Lord, in His great mercy, sent His angel to declare to me that I must stop the work of destruction among His people. Indeed, I saw an angel face to face, and he spoke with me. His voice was like thunder, and it shook the whole earth. At that time, I experienced the most bitter pain and anguish of soul for 3 days and 3 nights. And I didn't receive a remission of my sins until I cried out to the Lord Jesus Christ for mercy. And once I cried out to Him, I found peace for my soul. Now, my son, I've told you this so you can learn wisdom, so you can learn from me that the only way and means by which mankind can be saved is in and through Christ. He is the life and light of the world. He is the word of truth and righteousness. Now, just like you began to teach the word, I want you to continue to teach in the very same way. And I want you to be diligent and even-tempered in all things. Make sure not to be prideful. Make sure you don't brag about your wisdom or great strength. Be bold, but not overbearing. And make sure you keep your zeal in check and let love fill your heart. Make sure you refrain from foolish behavior. Don't pray like the Zoramites. You've seen they only pray to be heard by people and to be praised for their wisdom. Don't say, "O God, I thank you that we're better than our brothers and sisters." Instead, say, "O Lord, forgive my unworthiness and remember my brothers and sisters in mercy." Always acknowledge your unworthiness before God. And may the Lord bless your soul and permit you, on the last day, to enter His kingdom and arrive there in peace. Now go, my son, and teach the word to this people. Be serious in mind and purpose. My son, farewell.